Here's your Stoke FM news for Monday, November 14th, 2022. Revelstoke's mayor and council are getting ready for their first council meeting tomorrow after they were elected in October. Community leaders warn the all-male, all-white mayor and council that they'll have to work extra hard to seek out perspectives and opinions that are different than their own.
I think Revelstoke's really changing. We're in a housing crisis, we're in a food security crisis, we're becoming, you know, a resort community. And so I think it's really important, again, to have those women's perspectives and women's issues come to the table.
Lynn Lepke is the executive director of the Revelstoke Women's Shelter Society. She said women also need to work hard to get their voice heard.
I don't think it really matters who our councillors and our mayors are, as long as we're getting the message out there. We're doing our homework. We're asking the right questions. We're bringing things to, you know, meetings. And we have some input in council and the mayor's office. So I think there are a lot of women in Revelstoke that hold positions in social sectors, like myself, that do have a lot of, that do have a voice at the table. And I think maybe we're happy there because our voice is being heard without the politics or the political problems that go with it, I guess.
Nicole Sherlett was a councillor for the last 4 years. She was running for mayor, but lost to incumbent Gary Sulls.
I think they have a big task on their shoulders to make sure that all voices are heard and that as they're making decisions, that they are mindful of their bias that they can't help but have.
Equal Voice is a national nonpartisan organization that works to get more women involved in the political process at all levels of government. Ali Boyds chairs the BC chapter. She says the visual representation of an all-male mayor and council does matter.
The public visual of an entirely male-dominated team, that matters. The second piece is that it's then not completely representative of the community's values and ideas when it's just one gender, really.
Boyds says Revelstoke's mayor and councillors can start working now to identify women who may want to run for office in 4 years.
Who you surround yourself with can be a big boost for including women in the political process. Any elected representative has a responsibility to ensure that they're involving their community in the process. But, you know, who they hire as city manager, who they hire as their team, and who they involve in their day-to-day, you know, outreach for the community as well.
Revelstoke's first mayor and council was elected into office in 1899. They all have mustaches and are wearing hats, but they look a lot like the council we have today. All white, all male. Kathy English is the curator of the Revelstoke Museum and Archives. When she shows a photo of the original council to school children, they notice the hats and mustaches and the lack of diversity. The first female was elected in 1957, Lillian Wabe. She ran for council and actually got the most votes. English wasn't available for an interview, but she did point out that people can only vote for who's running. In this past municipal election, there were only two women running, one for mayor and one for council. They each got the lowest percentage of votes. Gary Sulls is the mayor.
Well, you know, those things work out because people either want to run or not want to run. And it's concerning from a perspective of, you know, the old white guy. I look at it and go, how do we get others involved or feel comfortable to get involved?
There is, in fact, a crisis in candidacy in civic elections across Canada. In other words, people aren't running for mayor and council. David Black is a political scientist at Royal Roads University in Victoria.
Fewer and fewer people are running for mayor or for councillor positions in BC.
This is partly because mayor and councils are poorly paid.
That's especially true at the councillor level. where a barista could probably earn more, you know, if they hustled, than your average counselor in many, many communities.
The high workload is another deterrent. Shelby Harvey was Revelstoke's first female mayor. She was elected in 1995, before social media, and served a three-year term. At the time, Harvey and her husband owned several businesses and were raising a family.
No, I would never do that again, having a business and being in a position like that. There was like three nights I didn't even go to bed. I had to stay up and pay bills and pay my men before I had to go out of town for some meetings and conferences and that. And because, you know, if you're doing your job, it is a time commitment. And you have to factor in, you know, your family and other things.
Revelstoke's current mayor said he had to think long and hard before running again because of the toll it took on his family, not only the time commitment.
Well, it's been at times difficult. I've had everything from death threats to having my name maligned because people don't agree with the decisions that I've made at the table, or saying that, you know, I can't do the job, that sort of thing.
Harvey said it was the same for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it goes with the job. You don't know what you're going to get. But I had an open door policy. And yeah, there was some not nice things. But you know what? You just got to move on. But there again, too, there's an avenue that the police can come in and they'll deal with it. And, you know, when our council was working on the objectives of what people wanted for Revelstoke, there was a few cases where, you know, we had to have somebody talk to a couple of people. But you know what? You have to be strong, too, you know?
These days, social media emboldens the public to share their opinions even more, often anonymously. The internet also gives public greater access to information about work being done at the municipal level, and it has the potential to increase engagement in the political process. But that doesn't seem to be what's happening now. Here's David Black.
The turnout story in 2022 in BC for civic elections is horrifying, absolutely terrifying.
In Revelstoke, voter turnout was 30%. Across BC, it was 29.2%. Shelby Harvey says it's our responsibility to be engaged.
I was told that 6,000 people could have voted in this last election. It is our civic duty, but a lot of people didn't. And there's people I know that said, no, they weren't going to vote. And I asked them why, and they said, well, I don't feel that my vote's going to count. So why should I take my time, you know? And I said, well, if everybody thought that way, we wouldn't, you know, have what we have now.
Lynn Lepke agrees.
People just need to vote, right? And women need to step forward and put their names in. I think, we just have to be a little bit more assertive.
Gary Souls knows this council is going to have to work hard in order to accurately represent the public.
I want to make sure that the incoming council is aware that, you know, we have our work cut out for us because we're coming from an angle and the male-esque type thought process. But that doesn't mean that we can't make decisions or work well for the community. So, but we'll be engaging with those in the community of the female gender to get their opinion and bring that to the table. That will be our job, is to go out and say, give me your opinion, right? And be prepared that the opinions are going to be different than what we're used to. You know, I think about it in my own family. And my wife's very good about telling me her opinion. And it's not for me to fix things. It's for me to hear things.
Nicole Sherlett says the next 4 years can be an opportunity for the city to increase communication and engagement.
I would highly encourage anyone who has any inkling of being a leader, if you've been told you were bossy or you should sit down in the corner, please come and speak with a leader that you know in this community, myself, Connie Brothers, other leaders in this community that are there and ready to talk to you and ready to help you get involved and make sure that your voice gets to be part of this. We have some really cool brains in this town, and I would love to see more of us rubbing together.
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.